Citation for David Ling, L-I-N-G, May 1542, addressed as a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mr. Lin, who has advanced renal failure, a component of obstructive uropathy from transfer myelitis with chronic indwelling folate catheter. Last visit in January, admitted to the hospital with severe diarrhea, low blood pressure, mental status changes. This required dialysis one or two times, a tunnel dialysis catheter placed right sided of the neck. Etiology of diarrhea is not clear, was treated as C. diff colitis, although taxane was negative. Patient discharged home, he is being off dialysis close to 10 to 12 days. A fistula on the left upper extremity was placed April 3rd. Diarrhea improved, but is not completely normal. Denies blood in the stools, no nausea, vomiting. Urine, for the most part, clear without any blood. Presently, no abdominal or flank discomfort. Visiting nurse are coming 2 days a week. For some reason, they did not admit him to rehabilitation, Isabella Medical Care. He's being evaluated for PT and OT. He is paraplegic from the transfer myelitis, requiring a bed pan and to be lifted each time he goes. Wife and brother-in-law are helping. Uses HEPA machine, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitations. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, present medications, Trulicity, Nurantin, Bisoprolol, Bicarbonate, Eliquis. Demadex, Zoloft, Norvas, HCTC, Allopurinol, stool softeners, Pravacol, Remeron, Trazodone. Also on Rembella. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight around 210, blood pressure 118/48, right-sided, dialysis catheter not infected. I do not hear localized RALS, no pericardial wrap, increased bowel sounds but no abdominal tenderness or ascites, no rebound guarding. He is paraplegic, normal speech. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary from McLaren Hospital. There is no reported heart attack or cerebrovascular event, no reported gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion. There was a large amount of stool in the sigmoid colon dilated to 11 centimeters. So surgeon, and they are going to follow over time, no surgery was done. There was evidence of enlargement of the heart, but no pneumonia. Kidney ultrasound, 12.9 on the right, 9 on the left, without obstruction. Testing for antinuclear antibody and ANCA vasculitis negative. The most recent chemistries, few days ago, April the 3rd. creatinine at 3.1 for a GFR of 20, low potassium at 3.1, a normal sodium acid base, normal calcium, glucose in the 130s. Recently, liver function test not elevated, normal white blood cell, anemia 8.9, low platelets 98. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of severe diarrhea. Question related to obstipation from large amount of stool related to paraplegia. Completed antibiotics, oral vancomycin for question C. diff colitis, although the taxing was negative. CD was present from by PCR. Blood pressure remains in the low side. We're going to place Norvasc HCTC on hold. A number of medications could also cause diarrhea. Trulicity will be placed on hold. Chemistry will be checking a weekly basis. He needs to follow with surgeon as they might need to do EGD, excuse me, they might need to do a colonoscopy as a way to unload the stool impaction. He already is more than a week off dialysis, and there is no indication for that. Dialysis catheter will be removed on the next few days by interventional radiology. They understand the risk for infection. Continue the indwelling folate catheter. Continue physical therapy. Patient and family are awaiting decision by insurance company for inpatient acute rehabilitation. Excuse me, acute rehabilitation. Come back on the next few weeks, end of dictation.